Rishalmi Megillah Daf Vav. So the Gemara continues about other days that were, if it falls out on Shabbos, so we're ma'achrin, but not makdimin. We don't make it earlier, we make it later. And the next case in the Mishnah was Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av. So what about Tisha B'Av? What's the halacha? Why dafka Tisha B'Av? Why dafka on the ninth day of Av? Says the Gemara, Yimei B'Shem Ma'achri B'Abba. But then Yosher Masad Masi, Rishon should be there, should have fasted on the 10th day, not on the 9th day. Shabbat Nisra, that's when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. The first Beis Hamikdash was burnt on the 10th. So therefore, let me show you, why then the Chazal convey it on the 9th when it first got burnt on the 10th? Says the Gemara, Shabbat Yitzchila Peranios. Because that was the day the Peranios began. It began to start, the fire started on the 9th, but even though most of it burnt on the 10th, but Lameila, they did it on the, you start off at the beginning of the Tzara, and therefore, they kaveya the ninth rather than the 10th, because that's what they say, skila peranios, says the Karban Eida, says the Kapakshim of the Pnei Moshe, that the Shabbat skila peranios, shela atua erev taltiya sisu basar, began to fire, began to start, began to rage, and then it that was where they started to go by the beginning. So the Brisa, there's a Brisa like this, as a Raya. We learn a Brisa. Shvina Kuzul Sakh, on the seventh day, the Goyim came into the Mikdash, Shmini Oy Makakur, so the eighth day they went and there was Sameach in it, Moshe says they were Makakurin, the Lashon of Makakurin, raked in Vitzakim, says the Kabbin Eda. They danced in it and they shouted, they made a ruckus in the Mikdash on that day. They made a lot of noise, they were Makakurin, they dancing in Mavazid. And some say that with the damage began to destroy it, began to demolish it. So Mar says the ninth day they set a fire to it. By seeing this, rather than the 10th day, it actually burnt. It actually burnt. So you see again from the Brisa that it was the actual burning of it was on the, not the ninth, was the 10th, and that they and that again. So why do we do it on the start of the ninth? Because the Kaveh, because that was when it began. The fire began to be lit and started. That's why they go ahead and they do it on the ninth. Okay, so that's why the ninth day is significant, and then we do it on a Tisha B'Av. And if it comes out on Shabbos, so that's not Makdimim but Ma'akrin. So the Gemara says, we see over here, the Gemara says it happened on the fifth, on the 10th day, whereas another. Because of the fact that it was burnt on the 10th day, some people were Noyek, of Shimon Levi was Noyek to fast on the 10th, 9th, and the 10th, both days. Because of the light, the start of the fire and the actual burning. He used to fast on the 9th and on the night of the 10th of the night, because that's when it was the began at night to burn. And it was mostly burned at night before the morning. Kabbalah explains that the whole thing had began at night, but the morning was pretty much already burnt. So he would not fast 2 days, but he would fast the night and the day. So the Gemara, what happens if it goes on Shabbos? And the Mishnah says, "You back me'akrim le'makdimim." Rabbi says, "Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan Tisha, he wants to go ahead, knock out Tisha B'Av. He wants to go ahead and remove Tisha B'Av. But the Chama didn't let him. Now, what does that mean? He wants to go do Tisha B'Av. What's the different explanations here? So Gemara says, "Kadifo del gamrei yotzalak reifur." He wants to go ahead at that knock out the whole thing. Ain't sorry, ain't shalom. Oh, some sanim. There should be nothing. There was no reason to mavatel it. But the Beis Hamikdash was rebuilt. You can't go. Shorts alakrom mechurma sheish bo yosem shaynas. Why should it be more than other tainas? In other words, this the Tisha B'Av, the Masakein should be considered more than all the other tainas. What was the reason for it? So he wanted to go ahead and say Tisha B'Av should be like all the other fasts. Not that it should knock out. That shouldn't be mavata legamrei. Kameida says means it shouldn't be different than the other fasts. The other fast was the same way we did that. Same way it should be this way. It should be the same thing on these. It should be the same gamila. So not local gamri. It's a very big message. So that's why it should be done as well. And the Mar says, but no, the Chum didn't let him. Chum agreed and said no. That the Ma'aser they from Kabbal Tisha B'Av and has to be observed even matter. There's no bad things happening. But the Makkai saw his Makabalist fast day, and therefore they have to be Doka. They have to go ahead and fast on Oduko. I was with you when the Kanika said over this Maisa, but Lord said, it wasn't the way you said it over. Well, Maisa, because Reb Laka Tisha B'Av Kabbalah Shabbos. That was the case. He didn't want to knock out Tisha B'Av. He wanted to knock out only the case when it was Shabbos. And therefore, Shabbos, you have to be Doka. You can't fast on Tisha B'Av, on Shabbos. So you have to go ahead and be Doichid. So he says, in that case, he wants it on Shabbos. You knock it out. He wanted it to be Doichid. It shouldn't take place at all. And then, The Chacham didn't agree with him here. Let it be postponed. Once you can't do it because it's doche, let it stay doche. And don't do it another day. But the Chacham said, no, let it go tomorrow. And that's what to be. The mission, we could do it Machrin, we could do it the next day. And Memela, therefore, didn't agree with the fact that we shouldn't make it there. Now, once it's knocked out, but rather, Dafka should be that we should be Ma'akir in that day, that it should be Ma'akrin, that's how we do it. That's what we do. Sakti Gemara. Sakti Mavai, the Gemara says, another Maisa, the Gemara says, I'm going to go to the other time. How about explain, repeat, if you explained to me, you not corrected him in the name of Rav Hanina. So now you want to go ahead and correct Rav Elazar in a statement that he quoted. He quoted early in the Mishnah. He quoted it and he wanted to, they're going to correct him. When you quoted, was it correct? You repaid him. What is it, Pshat? What is so the Gemara says, according to Tanakama, that a person goes and there's a Kiev man is Kiev Peruvu and not a woman. So Gemara says, everything when you go, I'll choose name of them, on both of them. Vilam coming with Peruvu, Tosa on both of them. Both have the same. So Gemara says, Elizabeth Shemakhina said, you misunderstood. I'll go if you don't mind Mocha. I was with you when he said it. He didn't say like you, the loka. I said, if a wife demands from a divorce a husband that because he didn't have children, because she wants to marry someone else, the loka is allowed to do that. You know, if he doesn't even marry a divorce, you're not mechuyah to do that. So that's not a loka of yoka mebroka. I'm saying you have the mechuyah to divorce. So he's saying only that you don't have a mechuyah. If you want to, you can. If you want to do it, and your husband is unable to have children, you're not mechuyev to do it, but you want to do it. Rav Hanina says, no, it's not what the halakha says, you're mechuyev to. Only says if you want to do it. That's what he corrected here as well, and what the proper thing is. Rabbi said on both of them, I told him, Shnayim and Echad, better two better than one, which means both you see that the two people learn together, and one can make a mistake, the other person can correct them. So each of us learned together, and we both corrected each other from our Rebbeim's mistake, what we thought would be a mistake, a misquote, and therefore we learned together that this is the proper way to do it. If I didn't both hear it, we won't hear together, I would have made a mistake. Now you told me, you reminded me, same thing I reminded you, but I didn't have the Isha by a Puruvu. So therefore, it's good that two people together can learn, so you can go ahead and each one can remind each other to make a mistake what was cracker said. So there's another case in the Mishnah with Makdimim, without Makdimim, with Machim and Makdimim, Bechiga by Chagiga. Can you have a shop, you can't bring the Chagiga? You put it off. Someone said, no, what's the case?
The next day you bring the Chagiga, and then you go have it the next day.
And the next day you bring the Chagiga. So we see that Shavuos falls down Shabbos, it's pushed off to the next day. So you see the third case in the Mishnah, that it's not Makdimim. If a Chagiga can't be brought up on Shabbos, and it comes out on Shabbos, then you go ahead. Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, so then you go ahead and you bring it up on the next day. So you see another Raya. So that you can go ahead, you can harvest the sheaves that you have, only to use for the dough of that day. You can't do it for later. No, that you can't do when you bring Chagiga. You only could do it for that day, for that day's carb, for that day's bedafka on that day. You're not to go ahead and bring that to do with the dough you're going to make that day, to eat that day. You can't do it for dough that you can eat later. That you can't do. That you can't do. So the Gemara says, I bring a raya only for that day. A man goes on him to Bechurin to bring wood for the Bechurin. So the Gemara says, what is this price saying? A man has come to bring wood. If a person says, make a nadir, I'm going to bring upon me to bring wood for the altar or for the Maracha. So the Gemara says, what happens? That day is a yomtiv. It's also to be maspid, but also yomtiv. And if you do any work on that day, you said you can't do work on a day you bring an offering. It's part of that. It's a simchas yomtiv. On a day that you committed to bring the yom, to bring the carbon, so that day becomes a yom tov and you can't do any malacha. It's all asa to you. So we see that varaya, that on that day is a personal yom tov, and on that day you bring your bikurim, it's your yom tov atzi bikurim, and maybe you bring a carbon on the day, it's yours, it's your carbon. And if it's your carbon, you makhliv, it's a day of simcha. There's no asa behespid of tainus, and you can't do it, and you can't do anything. And only the next day, if you want to do any malacha, you can do the next day, you can't do it on that day. It's also a yom akriba, says the carbon eda, gamma mnika carbon eitzim, and therefore it'd be usher to do. Talk to Gemara. Another b'hakil. Another day that could postpone it. You do it later. You don't do not makdim is b'hakil. What's b'hakil? Because they blow the trumpet by hakil. And over there, when it took, they used to blow the trumpet. The kia true tkiya. So that had to be done in a way that on Shabbos you can't do. You don't blow tkiyas on Shabbos. So therefore, it had to be on the Yom Tov. Had to be on Chol HaMoed. To be on not on a day where we can't blow. It can't be on Shabbos. So what do you see from here? We see that you don't do it on that day. You have to put it off. Maybe because they have to go set up the bima. When you do hakel, you have to set up with it. It can go a platform, and the king can come and sit on it. You can't do that on Shabbos. You have to wait till after Shabbos. The platform you can erect before. You can't do the tekiah before. You can set the platform up before. Maybe erev yontif, so the king can come and sit on it. So what's the point of hakel? What do you have to do on yontif for? So let's go to Sazor. You can't do that. So you don't have to crowd there. You put it there. You build up the thing, the platform for yontif. It's going to make a crowd. People will be able to come all the regular. There'll be not enough room because it's taking up too much space. So they have to wait to bring it up to you till you actually have the mitzvah hakel. So if you do it earlier, it's going to block out. You won't be able to. This cook is Azar. It says the covenant Yom Tov. How you call me being? Everyone came to bring the covenant Shalom and Chagiga of Alos Ria, and you need a lot of space. And if you bring the bima, which is a very big structure, bima gedayla v'rakba, it would be would take away space, and you wouldn't be able to have room. So if you can't do it before, so you have to only do it with Shas Meiser. That's why if it's Shabbos, you can't do it. That's why you have to go be doichi. You have to go push it off later. You can't do it then. Two different reasons. Gemara says, I mean, there's no Hashem. Well, you see that with Azar. The reason why you can't go ahead and set up the platform before. You can't plant anything in Asher or anything. You can't do anything. Anything used for any tree that used for anything at all, you can't use for the mitzvah. You can't use it. It's Asher. So Meila, if you're going to use a platform, you're going to build for the reading of the Torah on Hakel, and you're going to take it apart. That's good. But it's not so you could do. But if you're going to go plant it the day before, build it the day before, so you should have to be able to have it ready, then you're going to have a problem that you're setting up something that's there. So you're not allowed to plant something. You're not allowed to go build something and you can't do. So you must say, see, that's what it is. So you must say, see, I'll look back to what we talked about before, is that you can have all these different days is an example of a case in the Mishnah where Ma'akrim and lo makdimim to we can't go ahead and do it. And what goes back to Allah Megillah, that look, you go ahead, we said before you go ahead and Megillah's Tainus, all the different things you could do. It's also Behesper B'Tainus on those days, that's put down Megillah's Tainus. So Gemara says, any yomtiv, minor yomtiv is considered as you can't do anything because it's considered part of a yomtiv and you can't go fast to do any of these things. So the Gemara says, you can't do it the day before, but what about the day afterwards? So the Gemara explains the example of what we're talking about. When Miguel says that, you can't go ahead and make Nasbid, also last time you're not fast either. When it says you can't fast, you're allowed to go, the only says you can't fast, you're allowed to go with Nasbid. It doesn't say anything, we're not. It doesn't explain why, it must be as if you say we're not allowed to fast on it, and you can't do anything at all. So Gemara says, you see from there that Lamaisa, on these Yom Tovim that were set aside as Yom Tovim, you can't be maspid. You can't fast, and it can't be masana. The Torah kind of common that we said in the Mishnah, a case that you can't be masana doesn't only apply to these days; it applies to all these days that were accepted as Yom Tovim, and the preceding days, the day before, becomes Asher as well. Only the day you have to do it the day after. It's by all these cases the same thing. So Gemara says, not everybody agrees to this. The days before that, you're allowed to go ahead. You can't fast. And some of those days, you can go ahead. You can't make a hesped either. It talks about a case. What's the case? I say twice on them twice. Means at night, the night before that is mutter. Only on the day is usher. So maybe he's telling you on the previous night, you can go ahead and fast. You can go ahead and do whatever you want to that night. You could go ahead and you could do restrictions. You could be tinus and everything, hesped. But the next day you can't. That's what you can do. So Rabbi Gamliel says that's what it means that you matter the first days before that you do it, not on the day itself. So Gemara says, fasting on the days of Megillah except for a person who has a chiyuv to fast because he has to accept it upon himself. He had a person in Mekabel in Tefillah who was Mekabel upon himself to fast. He had Tainus Kalom or the reason why he was Mekabel to fast. So he's Mekabel himself. That's when he has to go ahead and announce him the day before. Without announcing the day before, the mitzvah before, that you're Mekabel yourself a Tainus Yachid, you can't fast. It doesn't fast. Doesn't have any significance to it. So over here also, you have to have a fast before, and that's really just to answer all your questions. Whether what you could do with it, It depends when you what you have. It depends when you go ahead and make a Tanai. You mentioned before it's a fast day, so then you can know there what you can do, what you can't do. It's like the Gemara. That looks at the fast day, begins at night. When the person says at night, and Nairiv, that day at night, and the next day, that comes up both to make the same thing, just like a Shabbos starts at night and day. When Shabbos starts Friday night, it's you say Ritzay, and you say Ritzay during the day. It's Shabbos. So too, when you say at night, your fast day starts at night, continues during the day, the next day. And it's the fast starts at night. Not like we said before, it starts during the morning, but it starts at night. Says the Kabbalah, that's the sheet that they're talking about, that it begins the Afka, then it doesn't start. But if it started, then it starts the day before to the Gemara. So Gemara brings a raya where we're going to see this halakha. Basi we learn a bray mishnah halakha be gatinus halakha be fasting. Oy biakas on the day before the 14th or the 11th day. Oy kushan so the 12th halakha under a mayor. Since halakha these days you can't do it. So Gemara says the third why because it's a yom tov, it's a day of the knur, or day that they celebrate it. So maybe any day that's before that afterwards also is aser. The 13th day is aser, but the 12th and 11th, 12th and day 14th days should be considered aser as well. Then we learn, then we say the 12th day of Adar is a day of trial in which we're not allowed to fast, a day of Yom Tif. The day of Yom Tif, it's a day of Yom Tif, you can't fast. So then the Gemara says, we spoke about this in Maseches Tainis, that the simcha that they spared, these two people were spared from being put to death. So it was an ace. It was a miracle. So they went and didn't fast. They made a Yom Tov. So once the 12th is a Yom Tov, and you can't fast on the 11th either. How can you say you could fast on the 11th? So the Gemara said, Mechibi Ava, but the Yom Tov. So that day was knocked out, was canceled. Yom Shalabalizabaliz. Once the day they were killed, that day was the day they were saved. So it became a Yom Tov. But later that they were killed, so once they were killed later, on a different occasion, then Mamela, they undid this Yom Tov, forgot about because they're no longer here. So what's the point of davening for them, having them in mind in the tefillos? We say, no, it's to be the same halacha, that they're not, that you're, and therefore you're allowed to go ahead and consider a Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to fast. So at the Gemara, this that we said, halacha, David Niknar, what has happened on this day that made it into a Yom Tov? At the Gemara, 30th day was the day of Nikkar. What's Yom Nikkar? Shittu Mishal Nakkar Yavin. He was in office in the Greek government named Nikkar. Holy Lord, he was once on his way to go wage war to Alexandria. Rosh Yishvayim, on the way to you, so Yushalayim, he went into Nikkar. And he started cursing and blasting and making fun of mocking Yushalayim. Made fun of Makkar Baruch Hu. Shuli Mishalim Etta says, make us that. When I'm going to come back from battle, I'm going to destroy this tower. This tower on Yushalayim that was set up to protect Hashem's city, I'm going to destroy it. One of the Hashmonim went out, and he killed Nikno's soldiers at Yigilikrov until he reached his chariot. The Kibzilikrov Shalom, but he got to Nikno's chariot, Kotas Yaklev. He cut off his hands, Kotakos Rashi, and he cut off his head. Uskavamates, and he stuck it into a pole because Samathi wrote underneath it, Hakesh Dibim Ashman. This is the person, the mouth that spoke so sinfully, rebelling, Hayyar Pashta Ba'ava, and the hand that stretched out again with arrogance, Utaloyan, the Kutnes, Nekah Yushalayim. He hung him in a pole opposite the gates of Yushalayim. This is a din of before that, when it says we talk about the din of Nikkar, what the idea of a Yom Tov is, the Yom Tov that was made, that had tremendous significance to it, that it caused tremendous destruction, but it was important for Klal Yisrael, when it was in the Yerushalayim. He said that's why that's Mutter, because it's Yerushalayim, because it went through the ringer, and that's why it'd be Mutter. So, the Gemara, according to Rav Yossi, the people understand that the luck we celebrate is a Yom Tov, that the 13th day is Aser, the day before is also Aser. Well, it's all that coming out, even the day before, the 12th as well. But the 13th is Aser, and 12th is Aser. Adai Tidra Rav Meir. Why is the day to come to Aser? Unless there's no dinner before that. Meir doesn't hold that the day before is Aser. That day, that itself is Aser. Only because the 14th. 14th is Purim. So what's the dinner of Meir? There's no Easter. There's no day that's becoming Aser. The before that is Aser, is Mutter, because we don't Aser the day before, according to Rav Meir. The next day, the 14th, is Aser, because that's Purim. So what is it? What day are we coming to Aser? You're right. It doesn't come like Abi Tain. It's come and tell you, Lagabe, the Hesped, that on the 13th day, we don't do a Hesped. If you're not fasting, you don't do a Hesped. Ladikha Shakoch the Hesped. The Gemara says, hey, if that's the case, he wants to know. I feel on the Rav Meir, according to Yossi's opinion, let's say, gosh, there's no difficult. Look, can't tonight. Then we learn in the Megillas Esther. Trade us with Yom Tov. The 12th day was the day of the Yitronomy of Yaakov. But it became battle. Yom Shagal Lippos. Because since they killed Haragwan Lippos, that day became battle. But what about the other days? The 12th day that was no longer Asr because it's no longer close to Nikna. Or do we say, no, that since that day itself, it doesn't remain Asr, and that's going to be Asr as well. So we'll stop over here to see if we're clear whether the Gemara is coming back to that point, or the Gemara is accepting that the nafkamina in two cases, or the Gemara is coming back and saying, no, that we still don't agree as to what the proper anhaga is for that day, the day that's considered a Yom Tov.